When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Bienvenue à Coffee Break French.
Welcome to the Coffee Break French show. Moi, c'est Marc.
Et je m'appelle Max.
Comment vas-tu? Comment allez-vous, monsieur?
Je vais très bien, merci. Et vous?
Excellent, merci. We'll explain all that in a moment. In these weekly episodes from Coffee Break French, we're going to be helping you improve your French one coffee break at a time.
If you're watching the video on YouTube, remember to subscribe to our channel. And if you're listening to the podcast version, remember also to subscribe on whatever platform you're listening from.
Tout à fait. Alors, qu'est-ce qu'on fait aujourd'hui? Tu veux expliquer?
Je vais expliquer. Today we're going to talk about tu versus vous.
Okay, a fantastic topic, a tricky topic, which is more about culture and understanding than anything else.
Exactement.
Allez, c'est parti. So to begin with, Max, we have one word in English, you, but in French, we've got different words depending on certain situations.
Depending on the you.
Depending on the you, yeah.
It can be tu or it can be vous.
Okay, so this is probably something that our listeners and viewers are quite familiar with, this idea of tu, which is a singular informal you, vous, which can either be a single formal you or a plural you.
Right, and if it's plural, informal or formal.
Yeah, and obviously each of these have their own verb form. So the tu uses a certain form of the verb and the vous uses another form. But today we're not really going to talk about it from a grammatical point of view, more about when you know when it's right to use tu and when you know when it's right to use vous.
Exactly, and sometimes there's not a clear answer.
Exactly. Okay, so in a sense we've talked about informal and formal, but let's develop this a little more.
So, vous typically indicates politeness or respect through distance.
Yeah, so it's maybe what you would use if you're talking to older people or maybe people in a shop or in a restaurant or something like that.
Always, yes. You should address a waiter as vous or someone working, someone in the street if you're asking for directions.
Yeah, okay. So we're using vous for older people, for people we don't know, for people in a situation in a restaurant, in the street, and so on. Basically, strangers.
Strangers.
Yeah. But we don't use vous with family members.
No, we don't. We use tu for family members, friends, and also if you have to speak to a child, like usually it's tu.
Okay. In a school situation, would a teacher talk to his or her pupils as tu?
So it really depends on the teacher and on the school. In my primary school, I had four different teachers over the years, and two would prefer to address us as tu, and we would say tu back, and two were preferred vous.
Okay. Obviously, if the teacher was talking to the whole class, then they would be using vous anyway for the plural form.
That's a very important point. Tu is only used when addressing one person.
Of course. Très bien. Okay, so we've got tu for a family member, for a friend, for a child. We've got vous for the plural version of all of that. So family members, children, and friends and so on. That would be vous. But then the singular vous is for a more formal situation, talking to older people, people in working scenarios, in restaurants and so on.
Exactement.
Okay. But there comes a point in a relationship with friends, for example, or even with work colleagues, when you have to decide, okay, we're going to continue using vous because we're being formal with each other, or are we going to move to tu?
Yes, and we actually have verbs for this, and they're my favorite two verbs in the whole French language.
I love it.
It's tutoyer,
yep,
and vous voyez.
So tutoyer means using the tu form with each other, and vous voyez means using the vous form with each other.
Exactly, and it's usually a checkpoint in a relationship when you have this specific sentence, which is on se tutoie.
On se tutoie. So shall we tutoie each other? Shall we use the tu form with each other?
Yes, and usually the answer is yes.
And it's kind of awkward if you say on se tutoie. Non, je préfère vous.
So that's a defining moment for sure. Yeah, and then so, you never go back to vous, of course.
Okay, so on se tutoie, shall we use the tu form? And interesting, you say you never go back to the vous form. I remember a situation when I was doing some work in France. And during the day, we were doing some training with some teachers. And during the day, it was very much vous, you know, helping people use their iPads and things like that. And then in the evening, we all went for dinner. And you're sitting beside people, eventually you get to the point of tutoying. And sometimes you don't even need to say the on se tutoie. It just feels the right moment to use tu. But then the next day, back in the training room, it was back to vous.
Yes, this makes sense. It's the formal situation versus more casual.
Yeah.
But I'm sure if on the second day you went back for dinner, it would be too back instantly.
To exactly. Yeah. And I think that idea of when you get to the point of what I've done sometimes is used tu because I wasn't quite sure, is this the right moment to start saying tu? And I've used, you know, just said quickly to someone, for example, alors, tu habites où exactement? Ah, excusez-moi, vous habitez où? Ah, non, 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 c'est bon, on se tutoie. So you kind of pretend to make a mistake and then you're given the permission.
That's a very smart way because you would tell if the person is happy with tu or not, yeah, really.
To be perfectly honest, I've never had that, no, we'll stick with vous, fortunately.
I have a similar story, like, uh-huh, where it was sometimes tu, sometimes vous with the same people.
Okay.
I had a teacher in high school, a math teacher, who was a parent of my teammate in the football club.
Ah, right, okay.
So in a school context, mm-hmm, we had to use vous addressing him. But at the weekend, it would be tu. Because so you have to understand social situations.
Yeah. I suppose in a sense, we don't have this in English because we've only got one word for you. Well, in certain parts of the English-speaking world, thou is still used. Mm-hmm. But in English, what I guess is similar is the idea of using a person's full name, like their surname, like Mrs. Johnson versus Linda when it's at the weekend or something like that. So we've got that distinction.
I think that's the closest it gets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Max, is there a particular time of life that vous starts? You know, is that a moment?
I guess it can depend on how tall you are, how old you look in a way, but it's also a defining moment, the first time people address you as vous.
Okay.
And it can be either traumatic or rewarding, depending how adult you feel.
Okay.
I remember I was about 15 and uh-huh, there was a group of kids, maybe 12-year-old playing football. I asked if I could join and they said, oui, vous pouvez. And I felt very old that day.
In a good way or a bad way?
In a terrible way, Mark.
I think it's only natural that these things happen, but I guess in that situation you wouldn't be called by your second name because people would need to know what that was before. It,
almost like, yes, sir, you can.
Excellent.
And actually, when I started working here at the Coffee Break, I was thinking, oh, great, it's English. I don't have to overthink how to address my boss, right? English is much simpler. It's you.
Yeah.
But, of course, you decided to speak French to me.
Did I address you as vous?
You very early went for tu, which opened the door for me to say tu back. Uh-huh. And a bit like you said earlier, like pretend to, it was a mistake. Like I was observing you when I said tu the first time to see if you were actually happy with it or if you felt a bit offended.
I think the way that I've learned French, you know, at school when you start learning French, it's all about tu because you're with your friends and so on. And so probably I am more comfortable with tu than I am with vous. But also I think we have quite a friendly atmosphere here at work. So
I confirm.
As everyone's tu. And what is really interesting is how it changes from one language to another. because I think there are different points in different languages when a formal version disappears and an informal version starts.
Exactly. It's very cultural. Mm-hmm. So for French, it's too quite quickly. That was fine.
Too quite quickly is fine. Good. So in this episode, we've been talking about the difference between tu and vous, particularly when you reach that point in a relationship, in a working environment and so on, when you think, okay, maybe this is the time to move from vous to tu. And how to do that. We learned that phrase, on se tutoie, shall we tutoie each other? But I think we'll leave it there.
Super.
We hope that you have enjoyed this lesson. If you'd like to have the written version with the explanations of using tu and vous, then you can access our blog link. There is a link in the description for this episode.
And if you'd like more help with your French, you can sign up to our regular free email lessons. They can be quite grammar-focused or culture, language, etc. To do so, please visit coffeebreaklanguages.com/French.
And you can look out for that next mini lesson in your inbox very soon if you sign up. That's it for now. Merci beaucoup, monsieur.
Merci à vous, monsieur.
We'll leave it there. Merci à vous tous. Thank you for watching. Mais pour le moment, c'est tout.
Happy coffee breaking!
You have been listening to a Coffee Break Languages production for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2023, Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2023, Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.